good morning, everybody, and welcome to it is April 16, 2025 board meeting. It's 9 a.m. I'd like to call a meeting to order and ask Randy to do a roll call. Other board members.
Commissioner Sandy?
I'm on.
Commissioner Crum?
Present.
Mr. Kendig?
Here.
Mr. Fogel? Mr. Ellich?
Here.
Mr. Vivemore?
Here.
Chair Pruse?
Here.
You have a call.
Thank you. Before us is our agenda for April 16th. I'll entertain a motion for approval.
I move to approve the agenda for April 16th, 2025.
Your second?
Bill Vivemore, I'll second.
Any discussion? Maybe we should make any changes, modifications, deletions. Hearing and seeing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as presented? All right, the agenda is approved. Brings us to item number four on our agenda, prior minutes for February 26, 2025.
I move the prior minutes of February 26, 2025.
Bill Vivemore, second.
Thank you, both bills. Has everybody had a chance to look at the meeting minutes? I think this one will ask to see if there's any deletions, anything or changes before we actually get a motion. I have a motion to accept it. You guys both did it. Any changes?
No
motion?
Okay.
Randy?
No, sir.
All right. Is there any objection to adopting the minutes for February 26, 2025? Hearing seen none, our minutes are approved. Okay, it brings us to item number five, public comments. For public comments, I ask that anybody that wishing to make a public comment to please state your name and affiliation clearly for our record. It's a comment section. I limit to 2 minutes. It's not a question and answer period. If you do have questions, please present those in writing so staff can respond as soon as possible back to you. With that, I will open the public comment section up. I will ask, is there anybody online wishing to make a public comment? Ramey?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press *9 on your phone now. You will be recognized in the order that you call. Please clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one. Hello, you're on the line.
Hello, I'm Charla Hausman, and I am a member of the Point Lay Tribes, and I just wanted to call in about my concerns with the misuse of ADA funds and time with the Arctic Refuge. Obviously, that's been a waste of time for us. And a waste of funds that could be better used towards education and health. And if you're looking for public comment, I'm a local resident of Alaska who is concerned with this misuse of time, and I don't think that we should be moving forward with these things, specifically the Ambler Road and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, things that we are here presenting today. And that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you for the comment.
Chair, there are no members on the line.
All right. Is there anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? Lady in the blue.
Where do I do it?
Good morning and thank you. My name is Lois Epstein and I am an Alaska licensed engineer and a technical and policy consultant. I am speaking for myself. As someone who has reviewed Ada's legal structure and finances for many years, I am here to comment on resolutions G25-01 and G25-02 and to provide a related suggestion for the annual audit. To begin, I support moving the proposed Ambler Road and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge projects into the revolving fund. What should happen, however, is that these projects need to become part of the economic development account within the revolving fund as per section 44.88.172. The economic development account currently includes the Red Dog project, the Ketchikan Shipyard, and other major projects that ADA owns, and there appears to be no reason for ADA to create separate accounts for these two Arctic projects. Projects in the economic development account must, under section 44.88.173, quote, prepare a finance plan, unquote. Section B states that ADA, quote, shall give preference to a project that does not require financial assistance from the state, unquote. These are important provisions that need to apply to the two Arctic projects. My question to ADA and the board is, why is ADA creating new accounts for the Ambler Road and the Arctic Refuge projects rather than including them within the economic development account, which is more appropriate and better protects state assets? Additionally, and relatedly, after 2022, ADA's annual audits no longer break out the values for the revolving fund's assets. That is an unfortunate change and one which should be reversed in future audits. Please provide a response to my question regarding use of the economic development account for these two projects and for my suggestion to include detailed financial information for the revolving fund in future audits. Thank you very much for your attention to these comments.
Thank you, Lois. I would ask that staff respond to Lois's questions as practical. Thank you. All right, there was one other person. Please come forward.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sarah Furman. I live in Fairbanks, but I happen to be here this week, so thanks for having me. I'm here to express concern.
Sorry, what was your full name?
Sarah Furman.
Okay. Yeah. Any appeal with anything, Sarah?
No, I'm here as myself.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I'm here to express concern for ADA's continued mismanagement of Alaskan funds. ADA continues to seek to spend millions of dollars of public money on seismic surveying for oil and gas in ANWR and continues to pursue the proposed Ambler Road. There is wide opposition to development in ANWR as well as building the Ambler Road and no proven economic benefit for the people of Alaska. The money that ADA has should go towards things that improve the lives and well-being of Alaskans. But ADA has a long track record of poor investments that have amounted to wasting Alaskan public dollars, including the last time ADA attempted to develop oil and gas in the Arctic through the Mustang Project, which lost tens of millions of dollars. And the legislature has a constitutional right to oversee ADA spending, but where is this oversight? ADA needs to release the original version of the independent economic report completed by Northern Economics. It's alarming that after commissioning this report, ADA now refuses to share its findings and is making edits to the supposedly independent report before it can be shared publicly. This report was paid for by public funds, and the people of Alaska deserve to know what the findings are in their original form. I highly suspect the conclusions are not favorable to ADA, and the people deserve to know the truth about whether or not ADA is economically benefiting Alaskans. The money that ADA wants to put in these projects should instead be used to support things that people of Alaska actually need. We need to fund public education. In Fairbanks, we've closed six schools this year. We're closing schools every year. There's teachers that are retiring because class sizes are too big, and they're retiring early and because it's an overwhelming job. We haven't increased the base student allocation in years. So maybe we could use this funds for that, or maybe we can invest in energy infrastructure and finding solutions to the energy crisis that our state faces. In conclusion, I just hope to see ADA make better choices with Alaskans' money. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anybody else in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? All right, well, those that commented, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I will close the public comment section now. I assume Ada, Amy, there's no one online anymore.
That is correct.
All right. Brings us to new business. And on my agenda, it shows a signing event. What do we you got there, Randy?
Mr. Chair, there is a signing event set for now on the agenda related to the Aviator Hotel. I think there's representatives of that business here, workers who worked on that project and benefited from ADA's investment in that project here.
Okay. All right. So are they coming? What are they here? Okay. So what's the plan? They're just going to come in and say something? Or?
We could come in if you'd like. Sure. What would you like?
Well, I mean, with you and Randy, and they can have a picture. And they can, okay.
A whole group.
Yeah. It's a positive thing. Yeah, those of you that are online, there has to be 50 people coming in here for a picture.
People to work during these last few years, and that is really exciting, and Ada was a significant part of that, because with your long-term financing, it unleashed the ability for us to continue the project at the level we are, and it has made a significant difference. When you drive down in front of 4th Avenue now, that block I used to be able to get an easy parking space at, not so anymore, and that's critical for when you're redeveloping the downtown to have activation of these areas, because it changes the dynamics, increases economic viability, and encourages others in the area to invest in their city. So thank you for taking the time. Thank you for being patient with our Sheldon and my unorthodox approach that we have had on this project, and that's to the contractors too, because it was one of these that we believed in and would have a significant impact, and we're already seeing it. So thank you for the investment and Northrend and their commitment to helping make this project what it is today. Thank you very much.
I'm just taking lots just in case. Got to make everybody look good. Okay. Randy, did you want to jump in there as well? And
I didn't want to let y'all know that Mark brought me down there numerous occasions, showing me before and after. You know, and his vision wasn't showing.
Thank you. There's a public comment that is waiting. She's outside, would like to come and make a comment.
We're going to open public comment again after executive session.
Okay.
There were four people online that didn't get the comment.
Now, I understand that, but we're going to adjourn it now. Okay. It'll be at the end of the executive session.
Okay. But people may not be able to do it later.
Yeah, they were waiting. They were online.
We've got a lot of people here. Also,
I'm right here. I'd like to make that public comment. Someone who came here.
We will now go into item B of our agenda, executive session. Randy, would you clear the room on who needs to be in here?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. It's Kent, Jeff, Gene, the other Jeff, Ramey, of course, Karen, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Are we ready for the motion?
Okay. All right. So item number B, executive session, confidential and deliberative matters related to ADA's financial legal matters, ADA's project excluding AGDC, ANWR, Ambler, HEX, LASCAM, and others, all of which are subject to deliberative process privilege, executive process privilege, or other legal exemptions from the Open Meetings Act. Also, matters related to ADA subject to the attorney-client privilege will be discussed. With that, I'll take a motion.
This is Board Member Kendig. I move that the board enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: ADA financials, legal matters, AGDC, AMR, Ambler, HEX, LASCAM, ADA projects, other matters related to ADA, and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to the attorney-client privilege. These matters, which if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, are matters that are attorney-client privileged and matters involving consideration of issues, and that by law are not subject to the public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under the Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Section 44.62-310(c)(1), (3), and (4) and the Alaska Public Records Act.
This is Bill Vivelmore, a second.
Ramey, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yeah.
Commissioner Crum? Commissioner Crum?
Yes, sorry, it's too close. Stop and get it off mute.
Mr. Kendig?
Here.
Mr. Fogel? Mr. Ellich?
Yes.
Mr. Vivelmore?
Yes.
Chair Prude?
Yes.
You have a quorum, sir.
Thank you. So are we secure online?